AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russian military has launched its offensive in the Donbas region. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
In general, they have the vast majority of their assembled combat power available to them. From what they assembled over the course of the fall and in the early winter months.
Despite and perhaps because of the size of the Russian forces, Kirby says they continue to have logistical troubles.
So it remains to be seen whether they have, quote, fixed these problems and are now ready to execute in a more efficient way in the Donbas. Our assessment is that they are still struggling with a lot of these problems.
Russian missiles also struck a number of cities in western Ukraine, including Kharkiv and Lviv. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths says both sides have to get together.
They are really good people to work with. Let's pray that the people go back to the talks, and let's pray that there's some sense comes back to the minds of decision makers.
A federal judge in Florida voids the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation as exceeding the authority of U.S. health officials. CDC recently extended that mandate until May 3rd to allow more time to study the BA2 Omicron subvariant. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the mandate is in effect.
Is the mask mandate still in place?
We're continuing to recommend people wear masks. I don't have any update. This just came out through the courts just this afternoon. And as soon as there is an update, we will provide that.
Alex Jones begs for donations from listeners, saying he's totally maxed out. His companies, InfoWars and two others, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after he lost several lawsuits filed by family members of those killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. A separate suit accuses Jones of hiding millions of dollars. Another trial is scheduled to determine how much he owes the families. This is AP News. For the first time in 2 years, a cruise ship is docked in Sydney, Australia. Here's more from Ed Donahue.
The Pacific Explorer, owned by P&O Australia, arrived carrying just crew. It can welcome close to 2,000 passengers and is operated by 924 staff members at full capacity. There were plenty of potential passengers like Corey Martin at the harbor.
I've grown up with cruising and I've absolutely loved them. It's absolutely great to have them back and I'm extremely keen to get on them again. So today's really just a day of celebrating.
Cruise ships have not been allowed to dock in Australia since 30 passengers died on the Ruby Princess 2 years ago at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Travel agent Diane Martin is ready to get to work.
For the last 2 years, I have been doing refunds and cancellations and all of those sort of things. So it is just so nice now to be talking about cruising in Australia.
The Pacific Explorer's first cruise is scheduled for May 31st. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?